That sound is the Panther Walk, a new tradition for the Knoxville football program. The Panther Walk starts at the high school, hits Park Lane and goes north to the stop sign, hits Robinson Street by going by the middle school. The Panthers then cross Lincoln with the help of the Knoxville Fire Department stopping traffic to allow them to cross. And they arrive at Kenlock Stadium, which is located on the corner of Robinson and Lincoln Streets in Knoxville. Coach Eric Keller says the Panther Walk got started in his first season after learning about the silly way the Panthers get to the stadium.
I'm still learning and getting ready for a first home game, and I think Coach Hudson mentioned something about the bus and getting on the bus and going to the stadium. I said, why are we getting on a bus to go to the stadium? I said, it seems like kind of a waste of gas and it's not very far, so let's just walk. And all the coaches kind of looked at me like, okay, whatever. So we walked over there, and I don't know, I think maybe there were a couple people outside and there's some kids waving at us, and I don't know, just the next game, I just said, we're just going to keep walking. And and then the cheerleaders ended up at the middle school, and some people came out of their houses to watch.
As the Panther Walk continued, more people came out to watch, wave, and shout their well wishes. Parents have joined, usually on senior night. They've had military veterans walk with them and other organizations. Last week, the Panthers invited any first responders in Marion County to join them. Knoxville Police Lieutenant Aaron Fuller was honored to participate in the Panther Walk and says it's also a chance for him to give back to the team.
Just nice to be, involved in something like this. Nice for them to show their appreciation and for us to give back and come here and walk them to the game. I think that it shows a lot of leadership on their part, not only by their coaches, but by them to take it upon themselves, invite us here. Put this on, and show support for public safety, whether it's law enforcement or whether it's, firefighters, EMS.
Pella Police Lieutenant Shane Cox has a son that plays for the Panthers. So for him, it was more than just being recognized by the Panthers.
It's nice to be able to come and be a part of Knoxville's athletic program and just take the opportunity or have the opportunity to be recognized.
One of the team captains and starting quarterback, Christian Magana, says he is going to soak it in every minute because it's his senior season.
You got to think about the whole tradition and everything, and you got to think of taking pride about it and being part of the team, and just keep on thinking about how you have to take every moment and make something of it. And especially being my last season, I take it very, very personally because it means a lot to me.
Junior Kyle Ramsey knows what it's like to be one of those younger kids watching the Panther Walk and watching from afar. Now that he's a part of it, he sees younger kids just like he was doing a few short years ago, watching and dreaming.
Growing up, watching it, watching the varsity players walk by you, you just like dreamt of being them one day. And now that the moment's finally here, you just got to take it in and make the most of it.
Coach Keller agrees, knowing how today's seniors looked up to the past seniors who led the Panthers when the Panther Walk first started.
It's a big deal. Yeah, I think they'd all tell you that. Coming from the middle of the pack and seeing the Brocks and those guys up front and the Zucks and Remy's. So they're just trying to follow in their footsteps. And so I'm sure they'll be pretty excited.
Ramsey says business starts picking up and he knows the game is not far away when they hit Robinson Street and more people are outside watching and Back in Black gets queued up.
Yeah, it's cool, especially when you turn that first corner onto like the main road and you hear the music playing and everyone just standing there cheering you on. It's people from have kids that graduated already that went through the same experience, and your fellow classmates are all there watching you, cheering you on. No matter the game, like the outcome of the game, they're going to be there for you, and it's just a special feeling.
Magana adds that it's pretty cool when the Marion County first responders took time out of their schedules to walk with the Panthers last week and support it in such a great way.
Yeah, it was awesome having them walk with us. It was an amazing experience having all those people who work for the law and all that who protect our country and stuff like that, and people who take care of injured people are there right away, the first responders. It was awesome having them walk with us.
And everyone agrees that it's also neat that Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell stops traffic on the corner of Robinson and Lincoln so the Panthers can cross and enter Kenlock Stadium. So if you live on Park Lane and Robinson Street from Lincoln Street West, go out tonight or any Panther home game and wish the Panthers luck and join in on a new tradition that hopes to be around for a long time to come, the Panther Walk. For Football Friday Night on KNIA KRLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.